Oz GOP Chair Kelly Ward, farce for radical leftist Secretary of State to certify election results and ignore the possibilities of fraud. By Hannah Blow on November 30, 2020. Dr. Kelly Ward, chairwoman of the Republican Party of Arizona, believes it is a farce for Arizona's radical leftist Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, D, to certify Arizona's election results while ignoring the possibilities of fraud and irregularities in the election. The Arizona GOP chairwoman provided a rundown of the election-related events going on in Arizona early Monday morning, including the hearing on election integrity, which will take place at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Phoenix. The meeting will feature Arizona legislators as well as Trump campaign attorneys Jenna Ellis and Rudy Giuliani. Many of the legislators are holding an evidentiary hearing today to show evidence of voter fraud, voter irregularities, and problems with our election that have put election integrity in doubt, Ward explained, adding that other patriots from around the country will gather outside of the venue for a peaceful protest. Hobbs, who has a very public history of disdain for the president and his supporters, is also expected to certify the state's election results on Monday. Ward does not believe she should do so, stressing that they need to hear the evidence before any of that goes through. Ward stated, "Katie Hobbs, our radical leftist Secretary of State who thinks that Trump supporters are neo-Nazis, who has BLM on her profile on Twitter. She today is going to ignore all the evidence. Ignore the thousands of complaints, ignore the possibilities of fraud and irregularities in this election. And she plans to certify this election at around 10 a.m. MST down at the Capitol. I am not going to be attending. I think that it's a farce. We need to hear the evidence before any of that goes through." The Arizona GOP chair added that Republicans have their election contest challenge petition for discovery that is going to be heard this morning at about 10:30. In case you missed the update about that particular lawsuit, this is the lawsuit stating that many of our observers were unable to actually observe in any meaningful way, Ward explained. "So we need to examine those signatures on those envelopes that ballots came in so that we can make sure that real people voted in this election," she continued, adding that results are way too close to just let things go. "So, we are fighting the fight," she added. "Today is a big day." The election integrity hearing is expected to begin at 9 a.m. MST. Earlier this month, Hobbs rejected a request for an independent analysis of voting data, contending that it would fuel baseless theories on the election. "To be clear, there is no current controversy regarding elections in Arizona, outside of theories floated by those seeking to undermine our democratic process for political gain," she said at the time.